entre dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose.
You could have mistaken it for a new computer printer, but instead, the 10-pound box contained 20 CDs and 413 songs by Edith Piaf, also known as The Little Sparrow, who died in 1963. Impulsively, I ordered the collection titled Edith Piaf 1915 to 2015 after it won this year's Grammy Award for Best Box Set, and only then realized how much it's in step with our times. The commodity here isn't music, but an era. The album is like a time capsule, allowing you into post-World War II France in surprisingly tangible ways. The package contains 3D cardboard cutout portrayals of scenes from Piaf's life, from the gritty streets to the great concert halls. The other surprise is how the meaning of her recordings has evolved. I once valued her for her brand of emotional agitation. Piaf was sort of an anti-Julie Andrews. Now, Piaf's astoundingly precise rhetoric is what thrills, as she drills down to the molten core of every song, even in this recording made weeks before she died.
No.
Produced by the Warner label, the extravagant packaging creates an artistic event in a time when commercial music is so casually accessed from invisible files and clouds.
Oui, l'homme de Berlin, je l'ai pris pour l'amour, c'était un passant, une éternité de quelques instants.
Back in the LP days, buying an album for its cover was hopelessly superficial. Now, it means you're cool. So does this mean I can talk about Edith Piaf on the air and people won't think I'm odd?